New York Metro Area Postal Union goes to court this week to shut down and test the 9-story Morgan Processing and Distribution Center. Traces of anthrax spores were found on mail sorting machines on one floor of the building and in a dust-removing machine. Postal union officials in Miami are pursuing a similar case. Despite concerns over workplace contamination, hundreds of thousands of postal employees across the country continue to handle mail every day, even though most are working under expired contracts. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
3 postal unions are in arbitration to resolve expired contracts, and 1 is just starting contract talks. The labor agreement for members of the American Postal Workers Union, which represents nearly half the service's employees, ran out a year ago. The group's incoming president, Bill Burris, is not surprised a new deal with management is not yet done.
We have a very adversarial relationship, so it's not unusual for our negotiations to be in an impasse.
The big fight is, no surprise, over money. Burris says his clerks and maintenance workers are trying to catch up to a raise letter carriers won several years ago. Mandatory arbitration began in August, with the Postal Service arguing a slowdown in mail volume means there's no money for higher wages. Now management is mentioning the losses right after September 11th and the costs associated with anthrax to bolster their position. Burris says his members need fair compensation now more than ever.
And not only wages, but health benefits. At a time that postal employees would have, those who become afflicted with anthrax, will have the need for health benefits. And they're proposing to cut the employer's contribution.
There is some public money already on the way to help the Postal Service. President Bush pledged $175 million from his discretionary $20 billion fund that Congress authorized to fight terrorism. At congressional hearings, both House and Senate members have sounded eager to help pay for things like new machines to sanitize the mail. Richard Strasser is chief financial officer for the Postal Service. He says anthrax is not a major issue in arbitration, especially since the service was already running a deficit of over $1 billion, and 3/4 of his costs are labor.
That's why it's so important to trim and cut the growth of expenses in the personnel and labor costs area for the next couple of years at least, until we can resume a healthy growth or find ways to restructure products and pricing so that we have a healthy growth in the business that the Postal Service does.
Restructuring the Postal Service is being proposed. Republican Congressman John McHugh has been pushing plans for years that would allow pricing to be more flexible and let the Postal Service make a profit. McHugh says more lawmakers are listening to his reform pitch now as they're considering covering postal costs tied to terrorism.
It seems to me, as a taxpayer myself, to even contemplate, let's theoretically say, the expenditure of $1 billion to $2 billion worth of federal taxpayer monies without fixing the more fundamental problems is simply a waste of effort and a waste of good dollars.
McHugh's proposed reforms keep collective bargaining, but don't address the right to strike. That disappoints Willie Smith, president of the Postal Workers New York local.
The only changes I want to see done is to give us the right to take a job action. If we had a right to strike, then I would pull my workers out of Morgan and out of all these facilities, because under the bargain agreement, under Article 14, under safety, we cannot make any employee work in a non-safe environment.
Smith says as many as half his union's members who work at New York's Morgan Processing Center have called in sick or asked for shifts at other buildings recently. Anthrax bacteria was found on one floor. For Smith, forcing the Postal Service to shut down and clean the whole building is currently more pressing than contract talks. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.